And good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet and I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Laurent Landis. Our guest, as usual, the first day of Pledge Drive is the inimitable Candy Markham. Welcome, Candy.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Wonderful to have you.
Fabulous, fabulous Candy Markham.
Candy is going to be talking about all kinds of marriage stuff. Now, last week we did wedding stuff, the actual wedding. Yeah. This is going to be more the emotional marriage stuff.
Yes.
But before we get to that, it is
Pledge Drive.
And we need people to
call.
Give.
972-647.
Both of those. Call and give.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And mostly give.
Yes.
Because you can do other ways than call.
That's true.
Yeah, we've had
That's
calls already.
Right,
we've had calls already.
Yeah.
No good.
But you can but you don't have to call to give. You can do it through a bank draft.
Mm-hmm. You can do it through bank draft.
You can do it online.
Yep.
At KNON.org. And, yeah, you know, Patty does best at explaining the texting.
So you can text to everybody's
phone.
Are
you text stupid, too, like me?
No, I'm not at all. But when it comes to that.
Okay.
Okay, so you can text to 56512, text KNON to 56512, and make your pledge via text. So follow the instructions when you...
Well, that wasn't really all that brilliant, Laurent.
So what's the phone number?
the text that you couldn't figure out how to do...
No, I thought she did a brilliant
text
job.
Text KNON to 56512. The phone number, Candy,
972-647-1893.
And, Patty, the phone number here is...
972-647-1893.
And Josh, it is Josh here who's today,
yes,
not
Josh.
Chris.
Josh is here.
Hi, Josh.
972. Yes, I'll let him know. 972-647-1893.
Now, one of the reasons that this is a real serious pledge drive, you know, we have our serious pledge drives and we have our real serious pledge drives. Like the beginning of the year, we had a tower problem our listeners came through for us. KNON has to move the station. This building is going to be gone. Like any building in Oaklawn that's more than 20 years old, this one will disappear, and it will disappear on October 1st.
Oh, so they have a date now.
We have to be out by the 30th of September. So it's going to cost us $30,000 to move. So we need you to call, and, you know, if this was – every once in a while we say, you know, if you're not one of those regular pledgers, but – and we have a number of those who pledge once or twice a year.
And we love you guys.
Oh, we do.
Absolutely.
We do. Well, this is one of those times where we could use your pledge.
So this
whatever
would be
it
a
is.
Real serious pledge mm-hmm. drive.
This is the real serious pledge drive. We need to keep the station going. We have all of those regular expenses, but we also have that extra little $30,000 moving expense, which is 972-647-1893. 972. We don't know where we're moving.
To be announced.
It is to be announced.
Okay.
We are seriously looking, and we will announce it as soon as we know.
I'm just like busting here because I've seen this new pledge item and mm-hmm. I want one so badly. It's the KNON Canvas shopping bag. And it's one of those low cut ones. And mm-hmm. you'll know what I mean if you use shopping bags a lot. It's low cut and wide.
But and a nice
it's very
shoulder
nice, by the way.
Thing.
And it's canvas and it's low cut so it can do wide and low mm-hmm. and it's got a snap.
Yes.
So for a $50 pledge.
Patty is ordering it for the snap.
I am.
Without a snap it's $40. You want the snap, it's 50.
It's a $50 pledge gets you the KNON Canvas shopping bag. And this is a really a beautiful bag. So if you shop and you use Canvas bags, this is the way to go. Get this
Finally,
one.
She's over that apron.
I'm all about the shopping bag.
She has been talking
now.
About the apron for years.
I have an apron.
I love the apron.
It has pockets.
I'm not going to betray the apron. I love the apron. And the apron's on for 40.
But now she can go shopping and have things to cook to wear the apron.
Right. Exactly.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Make a pledge. Operators are standing by. And our guest today is Candy Markham. Hi, Candy.
Hey, Dave.
Now, we haven't seen you since the marriage equality decision.
That's correct.
You were here about 4 weeks before, and we were talking about the what-ifs. Okay, so it's happened. What we found were a lot of people went nuts. And we're kind of looking at it like, it doesn't affect you. Why are you so nuts about this?
And nuts like disapproving.
Nuts like disapproving.
Not like running to the altar nuts.
No. like people are crazy, as if I'm against same-sex marriage and now everything is different.
Right.
What is that about? Why are these clerks in offices? I did a story just this week about somebody. He got married. He went to Social Security to change his name because that's how you do it. Social Security has been changing people's names. Benefits are another thing, but they've been changing people's names for people who've gotten married in other states for 10 years now. Went to the Social Security office. No, we're not going to do it. He asked for a supervisor. Good. She told him to get out of the office.
Wow.
And
Social Security is federal.
This is federal.
This
has nothing to do with Texas whatsoever. So what did they do? They called me, and they wrote emails to the supervisors of the supervisors in Social Security. And by Monday, that happened on a Friday. By Monday afternoon, it was corrected.
Boy.
Where do they get the idea that the Supreme Court doesn't apply to them? I mean, we had heard from somebody, the county clerk in Nueces County or the county executive, county judge in Nueces County that said, well, Supreme Court decisions don't apply to Nueces County.
Right. That was the county clerk, but she did on the day, on June 26th.
She
issued them.
Not Nueces County. Okay. It was two other counties that we had. They want to quit. That's fine.
Well, if you want to know the answer, it's a human answer. Mm-hmm. These people, to the marrow of their bones, believe that it is a sin, an abomination to God, that people of the same gender want to make a marriage, a relationship. Either one gets them, but marriage really gets them. And they believe that they are being true to their faith to say no to governmental laws. And if you could hook them up to a lie detector machine, they really do believe that this is the wrong thing to do and that they are somehow an accomplice to something that is against God. And they really do believe that. And we are in the South. And we are, all of us, gays and lesbians, bisexuals, transgenders, and straight folks, we're all religious people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I have some empathy for them, mm-hmm. because I don't want someone to tell me that my values are wrong and that my morals are wrong. On the other hand, if I'm being paid by the federal government...
or the state government.
Right. I have a duty to follow the law, and the law changed. So to me, the best thing would be for them to quit. But as a human being, you're not a robot. You cannot say, well, now I'm going to switch that emotional lever from on to off. You know, they can't do that. They're human, and they have huge feelings about it.
And this is why I'm asking you, because from our point of view, nothing changed other than we can get married now, and the taxes that I pay with my husband has nothing to do with you or anybody else out there. And it's hard to understand why they don't understand that they got married.
But it goes against their belief system. Mm-hmm.
But it's such hypocrisy if you look at it from what they're claiming to be a Christian perspective. They don't withhold marriage licenses for people who have divorced and have now stepped up and said, hey, we want a license. Where's the paper? Where's the form? They don't withhold the license in other areas.
They don't hear from the pulpit that divorced people are an abomination to God.
They used to.
Well, they don't now. and they hear that we are. Mm-hmm. And that's why they can make that variation in what they believe.
You know, I used to work for the state for a court as a clerk.
Yeah.
So I was in the exact same position as these clerks are. So from experience, I just don't know how they or why they thought they could get away with it. I couldn't get away from turning anybody away for any reason at where I used to work. And, you know, we're talking about not the past judgment, but some people who have committed heinous crimes coming up to get this record or that record. I still had to issue it to them. Who cares?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, you know, but even if I had, like, you know, these deep-held religious beliefs and I didn't want to service this person, I still had to. And it never even crossed my mind not to. It's like, it's part of my job. I got to do it.
But they believe that we are not quite human.
That's bingo.
They believe that we are not quite what they are. And, well, number one. And number two, they believe that everyone around them thinks the same way they do. And so if you don't have value in someone's eyes, I'm not being bad to a person. I'm being bad to a gay person. And there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's the old Judge Hampton thing.
Yes,
when
he
sentenced,
to a gay person.
Yeah,
right.
When he sentenced somebody who had committed murder to a lesser sentence because he just murdered a gay person.
Or prostitutes.
It was just a homosexual.
Just a homosexual prostitute.
And actually, I don't think they think they're being bad at all.
No, because we're subhuman.
Right.
And you know what really chaps me too is that I think at the heart of it is that they have zero respect for other people's religions.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
Well, because my religion allows it.
What?
My religion allows same-sex marriage.
Exactly.
We have for 20 years.
So they want to impose theirs because of their personal religious beliefs, which they haven't been keeping to themselves, obviously. They want to impose it on the entire office and on every citizen in the county where they're working. And it has zero respect for the religious beliefs of – and if there's 90,000 people in the county, as some have, or 82, as some have, that's 82 different religions. Actually, 82 different religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. Sets of them.
And you know what else is at zero right now?
It's arrogance.
Do you know what else is at zero right now? It's Pledge Drive, and we've collected zero money so far.
No, that's not true.
No, we want to thank Candy for her pledge.
Oh, well,
thank you so much, Candy.
Candy
rocks.
You're welcome.
But that's not going to get us over the $30,000 hump in addition to our regular pledge goal.
Canowin
has to move. We have to move by the end of September, and it's going to cost us about $30,000 to move.
Yes.
Canowin, you know, it's we've been here, and we haven't had we did. At the beginning of the year, we had a big tower problem, and we asked for your help, and our listeners came through. We're hoping you'll come through for us again this time. I know I'm pledging extra. I know LaRon is pledging extra. Patty never pledges anything.
Oh, her hand went up.
I know. She buys aprons by the ton.
Right,
aprons,
right.
$40 pledge, but the new canvas shopping bag, $50 pledge.
She's gone up 10.
It's a 13x18 natural with black trim and handles and a snap.
David, hold it up to the mic.
I will hold it up to our camera because we are podcast. If you'd like to see it.
It's awesome.
It is really nice.
Yeah.
I can't wait to
get one. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And some of our other plush premiums are still available. You know, if you want to get the other totes that we used to use, you can get those, two of those, for $35. And if you really want to put a dent into our $30,000 needs, you can get a studio plaque for $1,000, and that will put your name on it, and you will forever be remembered here at KNON. And, I mean, they're hanging right here in the studio with us. It's a lovely addition. Again, that's for $1,000.
And those are moving with us. So
right.
Of course.
The KNON studio is kind of like Air Force One. Whatever plane the president is on is called Air Force One. Regardless of what kind of plane.
So whatever studio KNON is in is called
the KNON
studio.
Yeah.
Huh. So, I never thought of it that way.
Clever.
It is pretty clever. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. It takes a lot to move a radio station. There are engineers, contractors, movers, electricians. The costs add up fast, and we still have to pay our regular bills, so help Kano and get there with your pledge today. So we're talking with Candy Markham today about marriage and what it really means. So we started off with why people are going nuts about this, you know, and just like off the deep end with some of these people, and thinking that a Supreme Court decision doesn't apply to them. Most of us don't like Citizens United, which lets like five
or
people
Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, or the Hobby Lobby decision. But Citizens United lets like five people in the country fund elections, buy the elections, although those people usually lose, which is good. But
the point is we don't like that decision, but it's law.
Up.
Yeah, it's law. Nothing we can do about it.
So when you deal with people who are dealing with people who are nuts, what's your advice to them? See, I don't work in that environment. Yeah, I'm here and I'm at Dallas Voice, but you do, Laron.
Yes,
Patty, you do.
Yeah.
Well, one time I was at a marriage and family therapy conference, and it was in Plano, and I was sitting on a panel, and part of the panel was, I think, about diversity, and I represented the GLBTQ folk, and there was a woman in the back of the room who looked to be in her 60s. Now that I am, she looked much older than I do now.
Probably 75.
But no, she must have been 100. But anyway, so she stood up and she said, my husband recently died, and she was very emotional. I just think that if gay people can marry, it will somehow cheapen the marriage my husband and I had. So even though there's a gal sitting next to me who was lesbian, she wasn't exactly out, I don't think. So I answered her. And what I said was, I'm really, really sorry to hear about your loss. I think it is awful to lose a spouse. And I don't think anything could cheapen that marriage that you had. And that's how I answered it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you talk to nutty people. You're nice. You're calm. You give back to them what they're saying. You know, she was
And actually, I knew this. Patty has been in the studio once a week for, 15 years. I know how to talk to nutty people.
Yeah, notice how calmly we speak to Patty. But it's because it's on an emotional level. It's not on a mm-hmm. cognitive level mm-hmm. at all. And so I try to reach to that emotional level mm-hmm. and give them what they're saying. It didn't take anything away from me to say, your marriage counts.
Doesn't your marriage count less if her marriage counts?
Well, he's dead, so no one counts as a half, I guess. But anyway, really. I mean, that was a real concern for her,
mm-hmm.
that her marriage had some kind of loft, and it lost some of its loft if we get to marry.
We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Laron Landis. Our guest is Candy Markham. More after this.
This is Jake Winters from Leicester, England, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on KNON 89.3 FM.
And this is Lambda Weekly, and it is Pledge Drive 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. I didn't say it enough times the first...
Here, I'll say it another time. It's 972-647-1893. You can also go to KNON.org.
And go to KNON.org and you'll see the pledge button. You just click the pledge button. It has a whole list of all the premiums. I think that's the easiest way to pledge.
It probably is, actually.
Because you get to see pictures of everything.
You get to see pictures of everything. Yeah. You can decide what you'd like. But we have different pledge items. If you pledge anywhere from $25 up to $1,000, an Elite Music sponsor. You used to be an Elite Music sponsor.
Yes, and it's fabulous. You get two tickets. They're just kind of resident because your names are on the list.
To everything KNON does.
Everything KNON does. And KNON does a lot.
A lot.
There's almost something every week, mm-hmm. Throughout the year. So for $500...
plus food. It includes food.
It includes food at any of these events. And so you just show up and you enjoy the event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an awesome deal. Think about it. If you are a really big music fan, $500... That will pay itself off in probably two shows, because just going to one regular concert for two tickets.
Well, even if tickets are $50, so that's $100 plus dinner's another $50.
Yeah.
It pays for itself very quickly.
In four or five concerts, depending upon what it is.
Not to mention the no-brainerness of just walking in.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry, where's my ticket? Did you bring the tickets? Mm-hmm. You know, are the tickets at the door? Where are they? You know, you just show up.
That's serious VIP treatment.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
That's one of the reasons Patty's always late. She always misplaces the tickets. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Or go to KNON.org, click the pledge button, or you can text
56512.
KNON 2565.
Yep. Text to KNON
256512.
Yeah.
Very easy to pledge to us. And from this show, a lot of our pledges always are online. We did very well last pledge drive. So, yeah.
Thank you all. Thank you everyone who pledged and who sent their money in. And it really means a lot.
Plus,
to
we had
show.
A little fundraiser, did very nicely. And we're going to have another one because $30,000 to move.
We're moving.
972-647-1893.
972-647-1893.
972-647-1893. Notice 893 like 89.3.
That's where we got it from.
Yes. So right before the break, we were talking to Candy about marriage, and you brought up an example of one lady saying that if we allow same-sex couples to get married, it cheapens her marriage to her now deceased husband. Well, that's not the first time I've heard that argument. And, you know, we have been saying for years now that we get treated like second-class citizens.
Yep.
And some people don't understand that. Like, well, how so? Just because you can't get married, that's not being treated like second-class citizens. Well, yeah, it is. But that is a great example of it because this is what whites did to blacks.
Yep.
You had to sit in a separate section because you were lower than us. If we allowed you to do the same things that they did, then that cheapens it. You're not equal to us.
Well, so how could you sit in the same row in a theater with
exactly
with people you don't
How could you
sit
share
with?
The that same water
the
fountain?
Experience.
Exactly, right. It's the right. same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So okay, so let's move on from there a little bit. Into our community.
Okay.
Is the pressure on? And by the pressure, I mean, you know, we always joked, okay, nobody's parents are pressuring them. You know, I want you to meet a nice doctor and I want you to get married. Right?
Right.
It's always,
do you remember that?
In families, right?
The coming out or after the coming out episode on Ellen back in the late 90s when she took her mom to a PFLAG meeting. And then they had like cookies and punch or whatever afterwards, and it was like ending while the credits were rolling. And her mother says to her, she goes, "Ellen, the woman over there, she's a doctor." And it was like they closed the whole show with it.
That's cute.
But parents aren't pressuring their gay kids to get married.
Not that we know of.
My family.
Your family is.
They're also not. Young lesbians are not getting knocked up. Young gay men are not getting pregnant either.
No.
So there's not that
no
pressure to marry.
Wedding.
No shotgun weddings.
That's the way I would put it instead of knocked up.
Yes.
But there could be pressure. You, there could be pressure from friends.
I don't know what. I mean, this is those people.
Instead of us people?
Instead of us people. So that's what they do.
So there could be pressure
from
friends.
Which cheapens our marriage.
And or from another spouse or a significant other. And how does one deal with that?
Well, I think that it does happen. I think are you saying that the pressure to get married or not to get married?
To get married. As the example that David used before the show, Patty doesn't want to get married, but Aaron does. That's pressure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, are there pressures?
That's not true.
Pressure
not
between
true,
spouses. You know, Candy wants to get married. Right. Carolyn is going, oh, please.
Right, exactly.
Please, I hope she doesn't ask today. Right. Please don't let her ask today.
But pressure between spouses,
I think there is
pressure from friends, pressure from family.
I think there is. You know, if you think about, if you can remember back when, that when you're dating someone, there's a certain feel to it. And then, like it's time to move in or something. Oh, God, lots of feelings about that. Lots of feelings. But the one thing that I always kind of thought about is, well, at least we're not married.
You had an out.
Yeah. We're living together, but we don't have that, like, marriage thing.
Right.
Or even, you know, a 30-year mortgage thing. They all kind of add pressure to you. Because marriage is important, and I think we all see it, except those, in those drive-in things in Las Vegas, we all see it as a big commitment. And I think most people have values and morals about keeping their word. And so to stand up there either with a couple of strangers you don't know or a whole room full of people you know and love and commit to that relationship is a lot of pressure. Even if you've been together as long as Carolyn and I have, 29 years, when she kind of popped the question the other day, I thought, "Ooh."
She popped the question?
Yes, she did. She, yeah.
Oh, wow. How did we skip over that? Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, what'd you say?
She has to think about it. And we don't see a ring, do we?
Well, for years, I would say...
Go with Patty.
When it comes to Texas. When it comes... Well, you know...
Knowing that it never
that
would.
Never come to Texas. Right, right, right.
Like I said, you had it out.
It Pigs was so flew. Easy Pigs for flew. Me. But now it's like, holy moly. So I thought we'd put it off a year. Do it next June. Because our anniversary is June 15th, Razzle Dazzle Dallas. That was our first date. So, but it does, it did kind of, you know, in the stomach, it was like, whoa, that's a big thing. But then I thought, you know, we've been together 29 years, it might work out. So that kind of calmed me down.
Too funny.
But I do think that our gay friends, our straight friends, some of the family, thinks it's just a no-brainer, just go do it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're, again, humans, not robots, and we have feelings about that.
But we've never thought seriously about
never.
Getting married before.
I didn't think it would ever come to
especially,
Texas.
Especially our generation.
Now, yeah, I was going to say.
Your generation, Laurent, and Laurent is a lot younger than we are, he thinks.
And Chris, yeah, or whatever his name is. What is your name?
Chris Josh.
Actually, Josh gave the best line last week. So we were talking about the marriage expo that's going on right after the show, mm-hmm. and what's going to be there, you know, jewelers, cake decorators, et cetera, et cetera. So Josh says, well, are there going to be husbands there?
Then you go.
So the pressure is on himself.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. Now that everyone can marry, Josh, do you feel that to fit in, you got to get a husband?
Yes. On actually June 26th, I sent 15 text messages to 15 different people asking them to marry me. And they all turned me down.
They probably figure he's texting more guys than just me. If I were the only one, maybe I'd say yes.
Well, good. So at least we know those 15 guys take it seriously.
Well, I mean,
could they see each other's names?
No, it was.
It wasn't a group text.
It wasn't a group text.
Okay, good.
But yes, the pressure is on now.
Well, yeah. That was nice of you not to send a group text. That's so much more personal to propose.
Yes, it is.
An individual text.
Absolutely.
What if?
Well, I wanted them to know they were each special.
What if two of them had said yes?
Yeah. What if two of them?
Yeah. What if two of them had said yes?
That's it. I didn't think of didn't that.
He would turn Mormon.
It is Pledge Drive, and we need you to give us a call. How's that a good way? How's that for a good segue? It is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. A few of our monthly expenses that have nothing to do with the $30,000 move. Our monthly tower lease is $4,600. Our office rent, we don't know what it's going to be, but right now it's over $2,000 a month.
It'll be more.
Likely. Everywhere. Phone services, just to get our brilliant whatever this is down to the tower, $1,236 a month. The tower equipment and repairs is costing us $1,478. So we have lots of expenses, but these expenses are all the nuts and bolts of running a station. You're not paying for fancy studios here. You're not paying for high-paid
salaries,
high-paid staff. I mean, we have Josh.
And, of course, our big paychecks of whopping goose eggs.
Right, exactly. We do it because we love doing this. So and we want to be able to keep doing it. So people say, so why don't you pay? All of us here do. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And seriously, we have all contributed every pledge drive through the years because we love what we do.
And I'd just like to add, when the discussion about marriage is, I think that gay and lesbian people in particular have really done an interesting job of examining what it takes to be married. And that was because we were denied marriage and even civil unions for decades, millennia. When we approach relationships, we really talk about them. How are we going to handle money? How are we going to handle where we live? How are we going to handle our in-laws, so to speak, extended family, where are we going to go? We really, really talk about those things. And a lot of straight people, I think, I've known in my life, don't think about that. When they get wedding, it's all about what's the something blue and the something old and, how many bridesmaids and what color shoes they're going to have.
Patty, will you be my something old?
Sure, David. Well, I'll bet you're something
Patty.
Old.
But you're right, Patty.
Or something borrowed.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're losing it here, folks.
We are.
We really are.
Pledges.
But no, you're right. Especially, your point about a lot of straight couples. I have a friend. He's been married to his wife now, I think, for 7 or 8 years. And he wants kids and she does not.
Wow.
And
they didn't talk about that?
Exactly, Patty. And I go, y'all didn't talk about that? He goes, no, I've just kind of assumed. Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's a lot of assumptions.
And she's adamant about it. She does not want kids. So it's kind of causing problems right now. I'm like, wow, how would you not talk? That's like a big one. I think, especially with heterosexual couples, because you can't just accidentally.
You and Danny are together how long?
18 years.
When did you talk about it?
The first date
you talked about date. both wanting kids.
Yep.
What I have found when people come to me for premarital counseling or in the middle of their marriage, they did talk about it, but someone changed their mind.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They said yes, and then as they went on, the person backed out of wanting children. Not the marriage, but wanting children.
Wow.
That can happen. Yeah, it happens.
People evolve.
Ooh. Our station manager just walked into the office, into the studio.
Uh-oh. Ooh, on a Sunday.
And for a $1,000 pledge, a $1,000 pack, that's $83 a month on a bank draft. Second row for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
Second row center, Saturday, October 17th, Choctaw Casino, Durant, Oklahoma. You'll get a plaque on the KNON Pledge Wall of Fame, which will move with us to our new studio. Mm-hmm. Place your name on the KNON Pledge Wall of Fame at our new studio and come down to the studios for a tour. Come down anytime to see our show. We love having people in the studio here. And get a picture with your plaque and your favorite KNON DJ or Patty.
That would be
or Laron. Something that you can share with everyone. It's an elite sponsor package, 2 tickets to every benefit for the year.
Wow.
You get also, plus you get 2 matching KNON t-shirts to show off at KNON events. Aretha Franklin tickets are worth $300 or more right now. They started at $300. Now that you can only get them from scalpers, that $1,000 pays for these tickets.
Yeah.
KNON produces over 40 events a year at an average of $15 a ticket to each event. See, we're saying 50. But we're saying if you really were to go to these types of events, you get 2 tickets. That's $1,200 right there in ticket value, and most shows include a meal. Remember, KNON elite sponsors get VIP admission on shows offering special VIP packages, plus you get the plaque. So for $1,000, that's $83 a month on a bank draft. You get to see Aretha Franklin. You get a plaque on the pledge wall, which normally is $1,000 in itself, and the Elite Sponsor Package, which is another $500. That is a value of over $2,000 for a $1,000 pledge. And the number is
972-647-1893. That is a deal.
It's a steal.
Absolutely. It's a steal. It is.
972-647-1893.
972-647-1893.
And that's why we have candy on pledge drives.
Because I can read.
You can read the number.
Thank you.
We're talking.
It took us a long time to get on the air again. We had to qualify.
We're talking with Candy today about, marriage stuff and thinking about marriage and not rushing into marriage and planning when you get married. It was interesting, in the first day of marriage, Houston issued about 200 licenses but didn't start issuing until the end of the day. Austin issued 360-some-odd licenses. Dallas issued 170. That's so typical Dallas.
Isn't it?
We plan. You can't just run down, get a marriage license.
Get married.
And
get married. You have to think.
Well, you have to find someone first.
Well, we weren't talking about Josh. We have lots of couples here. No, I think I know more people getting married next June than I do who got married
last June.
Last June on Marriage Equality Day.
You think it was Razzle Dazzle Dallas?
It could be. We were talking a little bit about, is the pressure on? Do you think families are going to start pressuring their kids, you really should get married? Now, my father, before he died, my father died about 10 years ago. I wasn't with anybody at the time. And he said, I want you to meet somebody. It's not good to be alone. You don't want to grow old alone.
Right.
You know, and that was his way of saying, it wasn't go get married, but it was, you should be with somebody.
My mother has a sister. They both live in Houston and different places. But their parents died young. They were like, I don't know, 7 and 5 or something like that. And they were raised in a Catholic school. And so they're very close. Mm-hmm. And
they're adorable.
Yes, they are. And my aunt has one child, a year older than I. My mother has 3. And so mother finally got the gumption to tell her sister that I was lesbian. And it was hard for her to do because it was like her mother or sister thing. And my aunt said, why are you so upset? I would give anything if Colleen could find somebody.
Wow.
You know? And that's what it is. Parents want their kids to be happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And nothing can make you happier or sadder than to be in a relationship. If it's a good one, you're very happy.
Now, we're going to talk about what you can do to up the chances that your marriage will be successful in just a minute. We need to take a break. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. The number, if you want to call during our break, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly.
This is Lewis from UT Arlington, and I listen to Lambda Weekly podcasts at lambdaweekly.com.
And we are back. We're talking about marriage, pressure to get married, what you can do to ensure that your marriage works a little bit better. One of the things, and this is not Candy's area, but one of the things is there are reasons not to get married, like financial reasons, mm-hmm. that have to do with pensions. If you're older, if you're relying on a pension from... And this is more straight couples, because if you're relying on a pension from your previous spouse and you get remarried, you lose the pension very often.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other things like...
Like if you just have a bad relationship and you're breaking up every other week.
I'm talking about I'm talking about financial things like...
If your partner has a bunch of debt, welcome to reality in marriage. It's going to be your debt, too.
Yeah.
So reasons not to get married.
Yep.
How often do you tell somebody or tell a couple, you know, you're fine together, but you might not want to get married?
You know, I don't put it that way, David, but I do say...
See, I'm more blunt.
Well, I mean, I don't like to tell people what to do. Mm-hmm. But I would suggest to them that they talk to their CPA.
Yeah.
And let them look at the numbers and look and see what that looks like. One of the things that I office with a CPA, one of the things he's seeing is that it's going to cost people more in taxes mm-hmm. to marry. And so he imparts that information to the people, and I don't think that stops them from getting married.
But you should know it ahead of time.
Yeah, but I think it's information that they put in their mm-hmm. little basket as they're making that decision.
And the way taxes are structured, and this is a conversation Patty always likes to have because she enjoys talking to... No,
taxes.
If the two people's income is approximately the same, when you get married, your taxes are going to go up. If one is much higher than the other, taxes will go down.
They won't go up, right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Can you talk a little bit about prenups? I know that's a big issue, not necessarily prenups, but just financially, especially for couples who are older. You know, they've already established their whatever their financial situation is.
Or have kids from previous relationships.
They don't want to necessarily merge that. And for those who don't know, Texas is a community property state. And if you get married, it's 50-50. I mean, if you get divorced, it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people want to avoid that with prenups. That includes gay people also. Do you suggest that to some of your couples?
You know, it's interesting. I don't have to suggest it. When people have money, they're always thinking about how to keep it
yes.
and how to not share it. So it's just kind of part of what they bring up.
It's so much easier when you don't have any.
Right. It never enters my mind. But people who have money, it is front and center.
Yep.
And if not them, their parents. Who say, I know that you're going to inherit this money sometime, and are you sure you want Lisa to have it should things not work out? Usually the client brings it up, and I'm all for it. If that's what they want, if that's what makes them feel better, if you know, that's what they want to talk about to their fiancé or whatever, let's talk about it. So I'm all about talking about whatever issue that comes up. And if together as a couple they decide that the prenup is what will work for them, then that's what they do. Now, I think that sounds real unloving. A part of me also thinks it sounds real fair, because you know how I do my money with my partner.
I got a story about that, but go ahead.
So, the people sitting in front of me do not have to match what I do. What they have to do is figure out together what works for both of them in what I call a collaborative way, not a compromise. You compromise, there are two people who did not get what they want. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, we remember what we lost. But if you both come to it and it both sounds good to you, that's a collaboration, and that works for them.
Why do some individuals get, I guess, their feelings hurt when one party suggests that they get a prenup?
It sounds like you don't trust me. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you don't love me. But I will tell you, the second highest reason for divorce is money issues. Mm-hmm. First highest is sex.
I would think in gay couples especially, I mean, this happens, of course, with straight couples, but in gay couples especially, when gay people get married to an opposite sex partner when they're 18, they have a few kids, they realize they're gay, they come out late 20s, early 30s, 40s, 50s, and whenever they've come out, now they have a new partner. Well, I also have my kids. Uh-huh. And that happens quite a bit.
Well, you know, I think it is going to happen now that we can marry. And I have not ever seen it in a marriage context. Mm-hmm. I see it all the time in my office mm-hmm. before we got marriage equality. But there is someone who, and this is happening a lot lately, is that they share 50-50 custody with the spouse, 50-50. Mm-hmm. So that means half the time those kids are going to be in your house and you were worried about, does this person have a pet? Now, not only are you going to be raising those kids and being responsible for their college and all this crap, they have to give so much money to their spouse or to their children. And when you marry, you're going to assume all that. And that's not your marriage. Those aren't your kids. So these are really things to talk about. We've never had to talk about it in that legal sense before. We've always had to talk about it like, you know, how is it to be? I always say to them, how do you want to be the step-parent? How is that going to look?
Is that one of those money things that might result in a prenup? Because I have this certain amount of money. The money is designated as the college fund for my kids. I can't give it to the kids. One of them is 5 years old right now. I want to keep the money and control of the money right now. But I want it clear that that's what that is. It's not that I don't trust you. In fact, you've even said you're going to contribute to this fund because you love my kids. But is that a reason for a prenup agreement? Just,
you know, it'd be interesting to see if you could get a prenup on that. Because, for instance, I've seen this many times, is that part of the divorce decree is that part of my IRA with my business, or part of whatever with my business, a certain part of it has to go to that family.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, you know, if you come together and there's no baggage of other people, you know, you inherit half and they inherit half. But with this kind of situation, that prior family kind of trumps things that we think we would naturally mm-hmm. inherit. And I will tell you, as time goes on, people do notice that, you know, half of your paycheck goes to that family. So that means I only get like a fourth, because mm-hmm. you get the other fourth. And so there's that dialogue has to keep going. And mm-hmm. it, you know, a lot of times I have to, as the person who divorced, have insurance coverage on my kids. Mm-hmm. That's part of the divorce decree, too. So how you put that in a prenup, I don't know. It'd be interesting to ask an attorney that.
Mm-hmm. But those are things that absolutely have to be talked out now, I would think, even more than before.
Well, I don't know why the new marriage would have to take on the history and the debt of the old marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe other people would think that way and say, that's true, that's not fair to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's somehow get a prenup. But the thing is, a person would have to make like twice the salary to make it fair on the other. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult thing.
Then, speaking of money, we need some.
We do.
It's Pledge Drive. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Make a pledge. Get a wonderful gift. Patty,
can a win canvas shopping bag. That's my
$50 pledge. $50
okay.
pledge.
And I do
but we have a special pledge item.
I just want to remind everybody, yeah. You do have 3 months to pay your pledge.
And it'll still count for
it'll
us.
Still count.
But actually, we have that big $30,000 move coming up. We'd like it by the end of September, please.
Yes, absolutely.
We're being real honest here. We could use the money. Now, our station manager just walked in our studio with this sheet. I read it once about 10 minutes ago, but Patty, what is it?
It's a steal.
It really is.
For $1,000, you get so much out of this package. That's $83 a month on a bank draft for a year. You get the second row for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Woo-hoo.
Second row center, Saturday, October 17th. So that's coming up not that far away at the Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma. You get the two tickets to the Queen of Soul. Mm-hmm. It's Aretha.
Ooh.
You know, second row in the center. That's right there. That's like people would pay $1,000 for that. But there's
people
so much
are
more.
Paying $1,000 for that per ticket with through scalpers.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. But you also get your plaque on the Canowin Pledge Wall of Fame.
That's wonderful.
And that's worth $1,000. That's what we charge for those
right.
plaques.
Yeah, right. And it's going to move wherever the studio moves. It'll be on the Canowin studio wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you also get the Elite Sponsor Package, which means you get to go to everything. You get two tickets just always there. For everything KNON does. Imagine that.
And that's so, $500 a year.
Yeah.
So $1,000 plus $500. The face value of those Aretha tickets is $300 each. That's another $600, $2,100. You can get it for $1,000. Give us a call.
Thanks. And $83 a month.
It's $83 a month if you want to do a bank draft. Yeah. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. You know, and once again, we haven't told the story yet. We always tell it. KNON came to Dallas Gay and Lesbian Alliance in 1983, before there was a Dallas Voice, before there was an L in DGLA, so
right.
That's why it was only guys who hosted the show for a number of
right.
years. Came to DGLA and said, DGA, would you like to do a gay and lesbian radio show? Bill Nelson from Nelson Thibodeau Clinic said, sure. What's that? He did one of the first gay and lesbian radio shows in the country, still on the air. It was the only place that some people were able to get any kind of gay news, any connection to the gay community. I mean, we heard from people for years, you were who we listened to. You saved my life, which is why we still do this. And we're still hearing from people. 972-647-1893. You never know when somebody's listening who just needs that, you know, that little oomph, that little thing that says you're okay. Yeah.
That says that it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But also, this show won that award for the best talk radio station
in Dallas.
Now, that doesn't surprise me because I think it's so good. But I didn't know so many people are listening to it that mm-hmm. were able to say that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So give us a call, 972-647-1893. We're talking about marriage with Candy. And we're talking about, like, prenup agreements. Who should even consider getting a prenup agreement? Like, you know, take Patty and Aaron. They don't have kids. They don't have any of that stuff. They have a house that they bought together years ago. They're not candidates for that kind of thing, particularly, unless one of them has some odd financial thing
that they've kept quiet.
Yeah.
You know,
because we're not very flat. We weren't flashing our big bucks, were we?
I see that we only have a few minutes, mm-hmm. and I wanted to talk about why I would really do premarital counseling. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't think prenups, but that's certainly
okay.
One.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I would think of. I would think of that the statistics that straight people have are horrible. Yep. And why do we think ours are going to be any better? Because they're not. It's about people trying to make a life together. It's a difficult thing. Half of all marriages end in divorce. Two-thirds of all second marriages end in divorce. I don't want that to happen to my people. I really don't. Mm-hmm. The only thing I think would kind of help the statistics is that we do not have shotgun weddings. But other than that, I think that we are so in love and so enamored that we don't look at the hard questions. And that is, do we want children? Do we want to have a religious experience? Do we want to be religious people or religious family? How will we do that? You know, you are Protestant, you are Jewish. How is that going to work out? How do we want to handle our money? And that's the second highest reason for divorce.
Do we want separate check accounts?
Some of us do.
And, some of us are.
Right. Well, I always look at three checking accounts, one for me, one for her, and one right. for us. But whatever it is, these are things that we need to talk about. And as, for instance, we have children, how are we going to raise them? And if we have elderly parents, what are we going to do with that? And these things need to be talked about. And as we talk and as we hash out these difficult things that happen, you are more involved in your marriage, you're more committed in your marriage, and you will be more successful in your marriage and more satisfied. And so I'm a huge believer in premarital counseling. If we were in a religious context, the minister, the rabbi, the priest would not marry us until we've had 7 sessions of premarital counseling. We should do the same. Mm-hmm. And our churches are usually not going to be advocating for us because it's a law, a legal law. It's not a religious law. Like, I can't get the sacrament of marriage as a Catholic.
But a number of religions have accepted and are doing same-sex
and
marriages.
I hope they are also doing the premarital, and if they don't, mm-hmm. to send it to someone who does that, because that will really, really help you in your marriage. And so that's a big focus for mm-hmm. me.
And I think it's really interesting, too, that, you know, when straight people talk about how many times they've been married, it means something completely different than when gay couples say that how many times they've been married. Because, you know, like, you think of, like, mm-hmm. Louise and Viv, they got a civil union in Vermont, then they got married in Canada, and then they got married in California.
In Oklahoma,
we've been, you know, they've been married a lot. Mm-hmm. They've been married 4 times, but it's the same right. couple.
Same people.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of different for many gay couples right now and in time than it means for
married. When you say times. Premarital counseling, though, you're talking about you think it's a good idea for Patty and Aaron to go for premarital counseling before they get married.
I don't think it
hurt. No. I'm being serious. That
yes.
there are
no,
just
absolutely.
Certain things that absolutely. Marriage does change. And it might just be, they might not need a whole series of you know, counseling.
They may not need the whole 7 sessions.
You know, the way Brian is going to need before our wedding.
Yes.
And after.
Well, and during.
Well, I mean, it took 6 months for him to come to Black Tie Dinner with me when I won the Kuechling Award. I'm just wondering just how many sessions it's going to take for him.
And people say they feel differently when they marry.
Everybody,
to a person.
Everybody.
Even if
every
they've
person.
Been together, you know, like Jack and George for 54 years, mm-hmm. they feel differently. It's a deeper commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It's on record with, you know.
Yes, which could bring out a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm. It is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We'll be in the studio just a few more minutes. Next week, Erin Moore will be our guest.
Well, we need to talk to her.
Well, I mean,
I'll line her up.
No, well, yeah. She's usually the second Pledge Drive person.
Yeah, well, she said, "Who's your guest today?" And I said, "Candy." And she goes, "Oh, my gosh, it's time.
I'm next."
It is time. She's next. She's up next.
Yep.
So Erin Moore should be with us. We'll talk some news. We'll talk some nonsense. We'll beg for money again.
We'll talk some 972-647-1893.
Because we didn't get enough today. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We're still in the studio. Next show is getting ready. You can hear them in the background. They're always quiet.
Sorry.
Don't worry about it. It's KNON. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Help us move. It's going to cost us about $30,000 to move to our new studio. This will be our third studio in 33 years. Do you know what today is? It is Lambda Weekly's... Lambda Weekly's 33rd anniversary.
Oh,
happy anniversary,
happy
everybody.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
So 972-647-1893. That could be an anniversary gift.
Yes.
Absolutely.